For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team advancing to the regional finals tonight, joined by Owen Sillinger. Owen, congratulations.
Thank you.
That, to me, looked like a game plan executed to perfection. Number one was the plan, what you guys did, and number two, is that about as good as you can execute what was given to you?
Like you said, it was our plan to go out there and kind of take it to them. They're a great hockey team, and they got so many players that can hurt you in so many different ways. And we knew that going into it. We tried to keep it simple at the start, and just kind of build off each other as the game went on, and that's kind of what happened.
Scoring first obviously makes things a lot easier. How much bigger though was that second goal to give you an even bigger cushion?
Yeah, that helps. Having a lead on these guys is huge. It's something that we wanted to get right away. Getting that second one it was a huge lift for us, and that's how we continued on.
Your forwards were very active down low today. Your defensemen were pretty darn active there at the blue line. They've got a job to do of trying to stop all those offensive guns that Wisconsin had. But how proud are you of them that they were able to move pucks and get the offense going like they did?
Yeah, that's part of the game plan right there, is for us to kind of get it down low and work them, get our ground game going. Kind of take it to them a bit there, and our D did a great job of staying active, getting the pucks up to the forwards there, and allowing us to do our work.
Your shorthanded goal looked like a thing of beauty there. As you were coming towards the puck and Badoon pivoted, did you know he was going that way, or were you guessing he was going that way?
The whole game they're trying to advance pucks on us quickly, I just tried to I just went in go mode there and just kind of switch things up on him, and I saw that the goalie there was gonna either go up the wall or go around the net, and I just picked one of them, and I picked right.
Being lucky is good sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah. I made an educated guess, and I got it.
How important was the fact that you were able to get, in essence, 20 guys that were dressed today doing their job, and you didn't have to just rely on one or two guys like it seemed their offense did?
Yeah, that's our team in a nutshell there. It takes everyone to win. It takes everyone to, to do what we want to do out there, and I'm so proud of our guys. I'm so proud of this group, and we're going to keep it going here.
This is everyone's first trip to the NCAA tournament on this team. What was different pregame? What was different leading up to the week? Or was it just business as usual?
It was just business as usual. You can't look too far into it, and you gotta live in the moment. It's a fun time, like you said. None of us have been here before, and for us to kind of take all this in, it's pretty special, and we're just looking to continue the road here.
I can tell you that Frozen 4 year back a decade or so ago, the game got over, and I looked at people sitting next to me. I said, I don't know what to do now. I wasn't necessarily ready for a game two. I was a lot more ready for a game two this year, but still, it's a quick turnaround. What's in store for you guys tonight? As we record this right after the Wisconsin game, what is the plan for you guys today?
The next hour or so, we're gonna get some food in us and kind of reevaluate our game and just enjoy the night and obviously do some video on whether we're gonna play UMass or Lake Superior State. It doesn't really matter to us. We're excited to get things going.
Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you very much, Sochi.